Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, November 17th, 2022. And on today's show, I want to give a special message to all my Vision for Kids members that are in the 12th grade, you know, getting ready to graduate high school. They're enjoying their senior year. And also, a special message to my Dream Elite members that are now in the 12th grade and also about to graduate high school. These are some good times. These are some good days ahead. It's also going to be a lot of hard work that got to be put in, man, before we make that move to college. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome back here on the Talk of the Town now. Like I said, I'm your host, Jason Slack. As always, man, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. All my day ones, welcome back. If you're new here, follow and subscribe to the Slack is Talk podcast. Follow me on your favorite podcast platform, wherever that might be at. I'm on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. I'm on all the platforms, you know what I'm saying? So regardless, there's no excuses, man. Hit that follow button. Take the Slack is Talk, you know, with me wherever you go. After you hit that follow button, all my new content, all my new episodes will be delivered straight to your device. All you have to do is just sit back and enjoy, man. And a special thanks in advance to those who are going to follow the Slack is Talk podcast. Now, let's get into it, man. Let's get into some news. Let's get into some announcements, man. We 1 week away from Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? To a lot of us, man, that's our favorite holiday. You know what I mean? You know we're going to eat real good. You know we're going to put it down. Some of us go make our rounds. You know, go house to house. You know how it is back in the day, man. You know, this place, you know, this place over here, they got the slamming macaroni. The other place got the fried chicken. The other, you know what I mean? The other spot got the yams. And you just make a day out of it, man. You know what I mean? You make so many rounds. You know what I mean? That you got enough food for a whole week. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. As I've been talking about and I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, next week I'm going to do a special Thanksgiving episode. After that, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off depending upon the situation. You know what I'm saying? If nothing crazy goes down in the meantime, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. You know what I mean? Come back, you know, drop one on Christmas. And then, you know, New Year's is right there, man. That's our 2-year anniversary, man. 2 years, man. Can you believe it? Slack is Talk has been on the air, broadcasting live now for 2 years. And like I'm going to keep saying it, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank you for supporting me. Y'all know we're going to rock out. You know, I'm going to be on, not Thanksgiving Day, because I think Thanksgiving Day is on the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I got to check that out, man. And I should know. That's crazy. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be on my regular schedule, you know what I'm saying, whatever that Thursday is. Well, I've been told that Thursday is January 5th. So on Thursday, January 5th, Slack is Talk be back on his, you know, regular schedule. That'll be season number 5, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Season number 5 is here, you know what I mean? Then, you know, time goes, man. We go right into Martin Luther King week. After that, Black History Month, you know what I mean? These are my favorite times of the year here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man, because when I do them shows on Martin Luther King and Black History, it makes me think. It makes me go, you know, it makes me work, because I'm talking about people that's before my time, that's ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't live through that. You know what I'm saying? So it makes me do my research. It gets me on my grind. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I love it. I love those 2 months, man. So just be on the lookout. You know what I mean? Slaggers Talk Season 5, January 5th. As y'all know, this past Thursday, you know, Vision for Kids was highly represented. We went to a PAWS event, you know, this past Saturday in Florence, South Carolina. I want to give a shout out and a thanks to Miriam Singley. I love what you're doing. You know, I love what you're doing for the community. Like, this is what it's all about, man. You know, when you get successful at anything that you do in life, man. And this is a message, man. This is an important message. You know what I mean? When you become successful with anything that you do in life, like whether it's sports, whether it's like training, some kind of, you know, going to school, teaching, foundations, you know, whatever your calling is, when you become successful, if you don't share that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? If you don't share that knowledge with other people, if you don't share those resources with other people, if you don't teach other people and help other people to win the same way that you are, you're losing in the game, man. You're not doing it right. You know what I'm saying? The more successful people that we have in this world, the better. You know what I'm saying? It's not a competition. You know what I mean? It's an opportunity to bring everybody up. You know what I mean? And the PAWS event is doing that. You know, it's not only in Florence. She has a great team behind her. I got a chance to, you know, link up and meet with her team, you know, and network. And I just, a lot of positive vibes, man. A lot of positive conversations. Nothing surrounded by nothing but positive people. And that's what it's about. You know, people that have their own businesses, people that have their own companies, people that's doing the damn thing, you know. And that's what it's about, you know, helping the kids. You know, she's not only about helping the kids, it's whoever need help. And as a special bonus, she's not only just tied to Florence either. You know, she helps people in Columbia. She helps people all over South Carolina. You know, if she's not or a member of her team is not in that area, they have people that is in that area. You know, they know who to contact. They know who to get in touch with. They know who to help. And it was a good turnout, man. I mean, the mayor of Florence was there, excuse me. She had people from the radio station. And I mean, you know, PAWS. That's P-A-R-S. You know, if you haven't heard, shame on you, because I have been promoting it for the last 2 months. I still actually have it on the website. Visit www.visionforkids.com. That's VisionForKids.com. Visit VisionForKids.com. You'll see the information from the flyer. I left it there. The event is over, but I still want y'all to, you know, get the information. I want you to visit their website. I want you to meet people, introduce yourselves, because this is it, man. You know, this is going to be around for a long time. If you haven't already heard it, you know, get used to hearing it, because it's going to be the biggest thing going. You know, anytime that you doing stuff for the community and helping people, how can it not work? You understand what I'm saying? Like, how can it not be a big outcome? How can it not be, you know, one of the biggest ever? You know what I'm saying? There's no biggest thing to ever do in this industry than help other people. You know what I'm saying? That's always the biggest. You know what I'm saying? You get your blessings that way. And I just want to thank Miriam for inviting me, inviting the Vision for Kids organization. We want to thank you for what you do. I hope to have you on the show real soon, because, you know, telling people about the event, I don't do it no justice. You know, you have all the inside information. You have, I mean, there's millions of things that I'm missing. You know, I can't wait to have you on the show so you can tell everybody about it. That's coming up soon. And just keep doing what you're doing. We love you. Now, let's get, you know, to a little fun business, man. You know, this week, Slaggers Talk, question of the week, I dropped on Monday. And the question was, which team is the best sports franchise in New York? And, you know, the answers were the New York Jets, the New York Giants, the Mets, the Yankees, the Rangers, Who am I forgetting? It's just all the teams located in New York. Now, I didn't include Buffalo. And no, it's not a knock on Buffalo. You know, I know I'm a Jet fan, and, you know, we just beat Buffalo, and Buffalo just lost to Minnesota, so they lost back-to-back games. I'm not rubbing it in. But there's no offense to Buffalo. You know, I said team in New York. Now, I know Buffalo is in New York, but what I meant by that is the team had to be called, you know, the New York Jets or the New York Giants. It had to have the name New York in it. And Buffalo just didn't meet that criteria, so I didn't include them in it. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in my earlier shows and stuff like that, nothing but love for the people in Buffalo. Now, this question was about the New York franchises. And for me, this was a really tough answer because I have two teams in the fight. You know, I'm a Jet fan, and I'm also a New York Met fan. Now, as far as the voting goes, the New York Jets won. Most of the people on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, y'all all mostly voted for the Jets. So, as far as online, the New York Jets is the winner. Now, as far as my answer here on the Slackers Talk, and I mean, this was real hard, man. This is like one of the hardest ones for me. But on this one, I have to agree with the social media world on this one. The answer is the New York Jets. And this one was real hard, man. The reason why I picked the Jets is because finally, after all these years, I think they got it right. You know, regardless of how this season turns out, regardless of whether they go to the Super Bowl this year or not, I think they finally got it right. They finally picked a general manager who knows what they're doing. The general manager was able to pick his coach. They were then able to draft their quarterback. And everybody is just on one accord. You know what I'm saying? That's worth $1 billion. For years, you know, the owners would hire a general manager, but they would tell the general manager that they need to hire this coach, regardless of whether they knew each other or not. They would have difference of opinion, and it'd just be an in-house fight over who gets who and all that. And then, you know, we end up winning three games or two. You know? So finally, they got it right. The general manager is from Philly. He's a Super Bowl winner. Just doing an amazing job in the draft. And that's what it's all about. You know, you hit on these picks in the draft. You know, they're on cheap contracts for a couple of years. And as long as you hit on a couple of draft picks, you're in the game. You always give your team a chance to win. You know what I'm saying? And as long as everybody's on the same page, you know, he knows what his coach, you know, system is, what system they run. And everything is just all on one accord. So that's why I picked the New York Jets. Now, it was hard because the Mets have a owner who's a billionaire now. And he's not afraid to spend money. But I'm not going to go deep into that. And we're in the baseball offseason now, too. But I'm going to save that for over the Sports Call podcast. You know what I'm saying? So that was tough. But I'm going to go with the New York Jets. Now, on today's Throwback Thursday, Slackers Talk Classic Films, my classic film today was none other than Scarface. This movie has to be regarded as a classic to everybody. I mean, there shouldn't be nobody in the world that has not heard of or seen this movie. If you have not seen this movie, there's something is terribly wrong. If you have not seen this or heard of this, something is like terribly wrong. I have never met anybody in my life that has never seen the movie Scarface. You know what I mean? This is classic on so many levels. You know what I mean? When you think of Tony Montana, you know what I mean? All the names, man. Like I said, you know, all the sayings, man. You want to play around? Okay, I'm reloaded. I told you, man. I don't play with no kids. I mean, there's this catchphrases all over the movie, man. Like, you know how I tell y'all in the weeks prior when I pick these movies that the movie, a classic movie, always has a popular saying? this movie has popular sayings all throughout the movie. You understand what I'm saying? He said, first you get the money, then you get the power. You know what I'm saying? Like, all through the movie. And what's classic about it, almost every rapper or every musician has, like, either took a beat from the Scarface soundtrack and did it over, or if they haven't did that, they took some lines out of the movie and included it as part of the intro for their album or even on the song. And I mean, this was just done by everybody. I mean, everybody, every rapper in the world has, like, paid some kind of homage to Scarface. You know what I'm saying? It's the first, I can say, you know, during my time anyway, it's the first movie that's about hustling. That's about an underdog that came up. You know what I'm saying? In the drug world and everything, man. If you haven't seen it for some kind of reason, please do so. You don't know what you're missing. Today's classic movie is none other than Scarface. Let me know how y'all feel about that movie. If you don't like it, something is wrong. Now that we got the news, announcements, all the Slackers talk business out the way, let's get into our business. Now, as you know, I became a basketball coach. Well, I've been a basketball coach for 2 years now. I started in 2020. I actually started last month. You know, I had my head coaching debut anniversary last month. Enjoyed that. Had a couple of my players call me. They actually remembered. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, that's what it's about. I didn't think anybody remembered that, and they did. You know what I'm saying? That was special. That really got to me. Also, you know, this past Monday, the 14th, was my 2 year anniversary of my first AAU championship. You know what I mean? So I won my first championship this less than a month of making my debut, man. You know what I mean? That's a success story right then and there. But I don't particularly want to talk about the basketball portion of it today. You know, it's going to be included. But, you know, 2 years ago when I started Dreamer League, and over 7 years ago when I started the Vision for Kids, you know, it was dependent upon, you know, seeing them graduate high school and making sure they went to college. You know, and that's all my people. You know, regardless of whether you play basketball, regardless of whether you want to be a doctor, if you want to run track, it is all good as long as it's positive and as long as it's a success. You understand what I'm saying? And 2 years ago, you know, I started Dreamer League. You know, a lot of my people was in the 10th grade, which means they're now in the 12th grade. Which means, now, if you're familiar in the basketball world and stuff like that, they all going to go on and play for their respective schools, of course. And they already have begun practicing. They have already begun preparing for the season. Some people have, you know, scrimmages coming up. You know, I have a couple of players that has to go right back up to Florence, you know, where I just came from, and have a scrimmage. You know, they be playing against Wilson High School. You know what I'm saying? That's a big deal. That's a thing. You know what I mean? And, you know, this fun times, man. Season is about to start. You know, you're training. You're on your grind. And it's difficult. It's difficult for me. And it's a good difficult. The reason why is difficult because, you know, I have players all over the place, man. I have players that I probably got at least one player that go to every school in South Carolina. You know what I mean? And of course, they play against each other. And unfortunately, you know, only one of those players can win that game. You know, that's just the nature of the business. So what I've learned to do is this. I want my players to both have great individual success, and I'm not going to worry about the results. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. As long as my players have a good game, Dream Elite wins. That's how I've learned to do it now. But in addition to the season, they're going to go and start getting recruited. You know, there's a whole bunch of colleges that are going to come calling. There's people that's going to leave emails. You know what I mean? And it's just a whole bunch of fun times. You know, this is what it's all about. You know what I mean? Going to the next level. Preparing yourself to the next level. And I want to talk to my Dream Elite team and my Vision for Kids 12th graders. I want to talk to them about the importance of taking care of your business, you know what I'm saying, during your season, your senior year. Also having fun and enjoying it, because you'll never get this time back. You'll only be a senior in high school one time. And I also want to talk to y'all about making sure you make the right decision of what school you want to go to. Because it's not easy. It's not as easy as it may seem. You know, a lot of us sometimes we have dream schools, and that's fine. You know what I mean? It's good to be a fan of something. It's good to like something. You know, if you don't like anything in life, you know, something is wrong. You know, we all a fan of something. We all like something. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's sports or not. But sometimes we could be fans of something and we could have a dream school, but that dream school is not necessarily a good fit for you. And I know what some of you who are going to listen to this podcast, I know some of you are saying, "What do you mean, coach? That's my dream school. How can it not be right? How can I not enjoy it? How can things go wrong?" Well, let me explain. On both levels, as far as basketball and as far as the classroom too. How many times have we seen, you know, let's stay in the room of basketball first. How many times have we seen a player, you know, have a dream school? They go to that school. Let's just say, for example, you're a point guard. So you have a dream school and you wind up going to that school. You know, it's something that you always wanted. But that school has 2 5-star point guards on the roster already. So there's a chance that you might not play. Okay, you're at your dream school, but you can't get on the court. You know, you see what I'm saying? We don't want that. You know, we want you to have an opportunity. You know, sometimes it's okay to be a little bit selfish sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It has to be the right situation, though. You can have a dream, but it has to work out to be the right situation. Now, that's the basketball example. Now, let's talk about the classroom. Let's say that, you know, you go to a dream school and your major, you know, in business. Let's just pick business per se. Let's say, you know, business finance, right? And they have all the classes that's related to business finance. They have everything that you need. They have everything that you want. You know, every class that you're interested in, every class that you need to, you know, be a business finance, you know, advisor after you graduate, just in case basketball don't work out. It has everything you need. But this dream school doesn't have the environment that you're looking for. So, like, let's say you're the type of student that, you know, you go to school, you get good grades, you handle your business, but you like, you know, you like to socialize, you like to go to a gym after your classes are done, or you know, you like to get out and go, you know, go get something to eat. You know, they got after school events, they got school events going on and stuff like that, and it's just, you know, you're that type of person, but the school doesn't have any of that. The school don't have no social clubs. They don't have a gym that you can go to. Everything is miles and miles away. You know, you're in the country somewhere. You know, nothing is nowhere near you. Then what? Yeah, it's true that you know, may be able to still have good grades, but you're going to be miserable because of the environment you're surrounded by. You understand what I'm saying? It's good to have fun too while you having, you know, while you're getting your education. And that might sound crazy for me to say because you're going there to have an education, but at the same time, you need a happy balance. You know, you talk to people while you're going to school. You do things while you're going to school. Everybody does. And you need that. If that's not available to you, that might affect you in the classroom. Now, as you know, I have two kids. You know, I have a daughter in college who's a freshman, and I have a son who's going to college next year. So, you know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I took in some visits with them, of course. I've seen the school that fit them, and I've seen schools that don't. And, you know, these type of decisions, you know, I may have a favorite myself. I might want them to go to a specific place, but I don't interfere or make decisions like this for somebody else because I didn't like it when I was a kid. And what I found out is if you make a decision like that or you influence somebody to make a certain decision like that and things don't work out, guess what? You're going to get blamed for it. So, you know, I stay out of that. You know, I have my favorites. I have my preference and everything, but I stay out of that. But, you know, fortunately, as far as like the selection so far, they have been able to recognize when, you know, something is not for them. You're a senior in high school, so that means that you're a young adult now. You know your lifestyle. You know your personality. You know what suits you. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. You know what you like to hang around. You know what you don't like to hang around. All of this has to go into the decision that you make about where you're going to end up going to school at. Now, if you end up, you know, if you do end up picking a school that doesn't fit you, or, you know, you go with the dream school and then you find out that it really wasn't a fit and things not working out, it's not the end of the world. You know, they have what you call a transfer portal now. You know, used to be where, you know, athletes have to wait a year before they could play with the, you know, the school that they transferred to. That has changed. Now you can play the next year. So, you know, I think that's good. You know, I think that's great, actually. I think that's great. So if you do pick the wrong school, it's not the end of the world. You have a chance to transfer and get it right. I'm just having this podcast and this conversation with you to try our hardest to make sure we get it right the first time. You understand what I'm saying? Because even if you transfer, you still, in a sense, have to start all over. You know, you're still at a new school. You're still at a new environment. And it'll just be beneficial to us if we can get everything right the first time. Now, y'all know me, man. I'm just a proud parent. I'm a proud coach. I keep up with all my players. You know, I had a couple of people graduate last year. You know, of course, I keep up with them. And nothing but positive, man. Everybody is going to a new level. Everybody continue to do their thing. Some people have, like, branched out and now run track and other sports too, which is great. Never put yourself in a box. Always give yourself an opportunity to explore new and different things. And I'm just proud, man. Just super proud. Like, I want to give a special message. Like, if you don't listen to anything else, man, like, please, like, listen to this, man. Enjoy your senior year. Like, do everything that's needed of you to, like, go to the next level. Take advantage of everything that's put in front of you. Anything that's free that you can benefit off it, take advantage of it, man. Free is free. You can't beat it. You know what I mean? If somebody comes to you with opportunity, like, just don't write them off. You know, hear them out. You never know. You never know. You know, sometimes it's the opportunities that, you know, we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it's just a calling. You know what I mean? Sometimes it was just meant to be like that. But have fun. Take advantage of all your opportunities. Do what you got to do in the classroom. When the season start, you know, go ahead and ball out. There's going to be plenty of recruits watching. Play every game. You know my motto. Play every game like it's your last. Leave a lasting impression on the scouts. Leave a lasting impression on your coaches. And just remember this experience. Because like I said earlier, you'll never get a second chance to be a senior. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I can't wait to see how many players I'm going to have in the NCAA next year. Y'all stay blessed, and we'll talk again on Thanksgiving Day.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.